and discover that the Plutarchians have come to Earth to steal its natural resources. The biker mice investigate the crumbling ghetto of the Windy City, soon discover that Chicago's leading industrialist, Lawrence Limburger, is actually a Plutarchian who disguises himself as human. Limburger enlists two henchmen, mad scientist Dr. Carbuncle and the idiotic Grease Pit, to help him steal Earth's natural resources and send them to Plutarch.
Get back to Plutarch.
But the biker mice from Mars the biker mice from Mars themselves as heroic vigilantes come to save the day and stop Limburger from destroying Chicago. Doing it to bring Plutarch to justice as a payback for the
loss
and
powerful destruction of their home in the process.
And to defend Earth from the similar fate. Oh, this is written really terribly. Thus, the biker mice become Limburger's chief foils, felling his business at the end of nearly...
chief foils.
Here we go.
Okay, you gotta do the voices.
Throttle, voiced by Rob Paulsen.
His name was Robert Paulsen.
The lead figure of the trio... with tan fur. Throttle's vision was damaged in the same incident that caused the losses of Moto's arm and the right side of Vinny's face.
That's a big graphic.
They were all fucked up, man.
That's how you fit in Chicago.
With field spec capabilities. His sight does not appear to have been damaged completely, as he is able to look through a telescope and back to Mars. In parentheses, current fan theories state that he can see without his shades for limited periods of time.
I wonder if they voted on that.
On his right hand, he wears a battle glove coined Nuke Nux.
Nuke Nux.
Which increases the strength of his blows with that fist. His first symbolic quote in the series was... In this wild and woolly universe, there are three things you can count on. Your brains, your bros, and your bike.
I'm posting that on Facebook.
Do it. Moto, voiced by Dorian Harewood. The gentle giant of the three with gray fur and an eye patch. Suggesting that his eye may have been damaged during Carbuncle's experiments. He lost his right arm in the same incident that burned off the right side of Vinny's face.
Vinny's face.
And damaged Throttle's vision. His robotic arm replacement has a built-in laser cannon and has great strength. When angry, his right eye flashes red. He is prone to fits of rage when he or his bros are referred to as rats. He is by far the strongest of the three mice, but also seems to have the most obvious capacity to love. Vinny's attempts are often considered to be flirting. His bike is the only one out of the three with a definite name, Lil Hoss, and the one with the most demonstrated AI capability. His first signature quote was, "My mama didn't raise no stinking rat."
I don't know about his symbolic quotes though.
Vinny, voiced by I don't give a shit, self-proclaimed lady.
No,
killer,
hold up. You got it voiced by Ian Ziering.
Shut up. It's not funny. That's why I didn't say it. You ruined it.
It's
self-proclaimed lady killer with white fur. The right side of his face was burned off in the same incident where Throttle's vision was damaged and where Moto lost his right arm. Thus, Vinny wears a flexible faceplate. He rides a red racing sport bike and is a thrill seeker, often volunteering for the most dangerous tasks, enjoying the rush and subsequent glory. He wears a green X-cross bandolier on his chest and wields expanding flares as well.
Flare wielding.
His bike seems to have the greatest arsenal of weaponry between the three, and he is the best overall biker of the trio. He has a recurring catchphrase, "What a rush," and has a signature laugh of triumph.
I wonder what that laugh sounds
Charlie
like.
Charlie Davidson, voiced by Lisa Miller McGee. The mice are always backed up by Charlie, a human mechanic who owns the Last Chance Garage in Chicago. She is a headstrong woman and is always ready to go into battle, though the biker mice try to keep her out of dangerous situations. Aside from being the target of Vinny's affection, which she playfully blows off, she is also responsible for upgrades on the bros' bikes. She is a high-tech genius in her own right, and is a biker every bit as skilled as the biker. Her name is quite obviously a pun on the famous Harley Davidson branded motorcycles. Quite obviously.
If you're not aware of this, you're a big old dummy.
Oh my god, Grease Pit was voiced by Brad Garrett.
And there's a character named Fred the Mutant. Fred has a happy lot in life. He thrills at the thought of receiving pain, and that is his one purpose as well, being the subject of many of Carbuncle's testings as well as physical abuse by Limburger. He is a midget with clothing similar to portrayals of Quasimodo. He is bald and has three pink eyes with black irises, a bushy tail, and a tentacle instead of a right arm.
I hope Brad Garrett did the voice of that one.
No, Brad Garrett voiced Grease Pit, the stereotypical cartoonish, bungling bad guy sidekick, usually in charge of whatever project Lawrence Limburger is running at the time.
Of course.
He fails in his endeavors most of the time, which Limburger soon learns to factor into his planning. Grease Pit rides a tricycle into battle against the biker mice. At the head of his goons, which is capitalized, and wears a pair of gardening trousers like a mechanic's. Wouldn't a mechanic wear mechanicking trousers? As his name suggests, Grease Pit constantly oozes oil, and he is consistently clumsy, often falling over or dropping critical pieces of Limburger's schemes.
Literally be the best thing in the world if you somehow found a picture of Grease Pit, printed up, and found Brad Garrett, like, could you sign this for me?
Grease Pit is the first villain Limburger ever hired, though his advert was spiced up to make him seem... What, his advert?
Yes, his advert that he got hired from by Limburger was spiced up to make him seem more capable than the bungling goof he is.
Okay, I get it. Brad Garrett.
Raymond!
I can't do the voice. I don't think anyone can. Nope. You read one. What do you want to read about next, Brandon?
What other shitty series were there from my childhood that I loved as a kid?
Wish Kid.
Oh my god, Wish Kid! Okay, I gotta do that one.
What?
Wish Kid Good starring job, Macaulay Mario. Culkin.
I'm proud of you for once.
No, first of all, we're going to the Biker Mice from Mars video game. Because I played the shit out of that game and it was awesome.
Francis!
Oh wow, that's the shortest article of all time.
Oh man, Konami made that one and they made the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle one. Damn,
yeah, dude.
They were on fire.
I'm pretty sure they made Rock and Roll Racing too, which I also played the shit out of.
Rock and Roll Racing is pretty good.
We're not doing Wish Kid. I'm sorry.
Okay, what do you want to do, Brandon? Let Brandon choose.
No.
I want to do Wish Kid.
Nope. I'm going to find a better one. Just give me a second to think.
What about a Problem Child animated series?
Mm-mm. Hold on. Give me a second.